From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A 22-year-old Iranian protester has died in custody, according to two Iranian lawmakers, intensifying fears of a repeat of the prisoner abuse that followed similar 2009 protests. Although the details of the incident were not immediately clear, it is thought to be the first death of a protester in custody as a result of the current wave of protests that have swept Iran. Iranian authorities have arrested more than 1,000 people in response to the demonstrations, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago. At least 21 people have been killed in the unrest. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday all officials can be criticized and protesters in Iran are upset about more than economic issues. He also called for the lifting of bans on social media. The race to find survivors on a flaming Iranian oil tanker continues following its collision with a Chinese cargo ship off the eastern coast of China on Saturday. The impact of the oil spill left behind by the collision is unclear. However, the tanker was carrying over 130,000 metric tons of oil condensate. As many as 64 migrants feared dead when rescuers found an overcrowded traffickers boat sinking off the coast of Libya. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 86 of the nearly 150 people traveling on the boat through the Mediterranean on Saturday. 8 bodies, all women, have been recovered so far. The boat was initially spotted by a plane from a European naval mission that was combating trafficking on Saturday. This is VOA News. There have been diverse reactions in Cameroon.